Udit, C.E. Montague. Better known as a journalist than as a fiction writer, Charles Edward Montague, 1867 to 1928, still managed to produce several outstanding novels and short stories, mostly about World War I. Soon after his graduation from Balliol College, Oxford University, he went to work for the Manchester Guardian, working as the newspaper's editorial writer and drama critic. When C.P. Scott, the paper's editor, was elected to Parliament, Montague took over as the editor from 1895 to 1906. He was politically active in the areas of Irish Home Rule and pacifism, speaking and writing powerfully against British involvement in World War I, as Scott did. Once war became inevitable because of German aggression, however, he accepted the reality that German militarism needed to be thwarted and joined the army, serving in the Royal Fusiliers, dyeing his grey hair to black in order to gull the recruiter into thinking he was younger than his 47 years. He served well, moving through the ranks quickly, ending as a captain in British intelligence by 1915. He returned to The Guardian after the war and resumed his anti-war writings, most notably his collection of newspaper articles titled Disenchantment, 1922. His most memorable line is undoubtedly, "War hath no fury like a non-combatant." He also wrote satire and literary pieces until 1925, when he retired to devote himself full-time to writing fiction, producing several books in quick succession: Rough Justice, 1926, Right Off the Map, 1927, and Action and Other Stories, 1928. Udit was originally published in the September 1928 issue of the Red Book magazine. It was first collected in Action and Other Stories by C.E. Montague, London, Chatto and Windus, 1928.